In last night's presidential debate between Bob Dole and Bill Clinton, foreign policy issues were more prominent than many'd expected. Dole was critical of the president's record, but not as critical as he had been in earlier campaign statements. The president defended his record and did not attack Dole's foreign policy views. Not surprisingly, in an event such as this, there were some exaggerations, some half-truths, and some assertions that were flatly wrong. NPR's Ted Clark reports.
Let us begin with statements that were factually incorrect, keeping in mind that candidates are never as precise or articulate during a live debate as they might be when reading from scripts. So perhaps Mr. Dole simply misspoke last night when he said this.
Bosnia, Northern Ireland, there's no ceasefire in Bosnia. I think there's still lots of problems in Bosnia.
Senator Dole is not correct on that point.
Thomas Olmsted is associate editor of Foreign Policy Magazine, a nonpartisan quarterly.
There is a ceasefire in Bosnia, and it's one of the major achievements of the administration's Bosnia policy.
Later in the debate, the Clinton administration's agreement with North Korea came up. Under this plan, the North promised to freeze its nuclear weapons program in exchange for economic assistance from the U.S., Japan, and South Korea. Mr. Dole said this about the plan.
We shouldn't be doing any favors for North Korea. It's a closed society. We don't have any inspection. We don't know whether it's going to work or not.
In fact, there are inspectors in North Korea monitoring its compliance with the agreement. They're from the International Atomic Energy Agency. Mr. Dole is correct, however, in saying we don't know whether the agreement will work in the long run. Also last night, the Republican challenger criticized the Clinton administration on troop deployments.
Many of the things the president talked about, he turned over to the United Nations. They decided. He's deployed more troops than any president in history around the world.
In fact, Presidents Roosevelt, Truman, Johnson, and Bush deployed more troops than President Clinton during World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and Operation Desert Storm. Perhaps what Mr. Dole meant to say was that Mr. Clinton has deployed more U.S. troops to peacekeeping missions. Moving now to the realm of exaggeration. Last night, President Clinton made it sound as though he had brought peace to some of the world's most troubled spots.
When I took office, Haiti was governed by a dictator that had defied the United States. When I took office, the worst war in Europe was waging in Bosnia. Now there's a democratically elected president in Haiti. Peace in Bosnia. We've just had elections there.
Elections, yes, but tension and hatred still run so deep in Bosnia, it's misleading to say the country is at peace. And few analysts would suggest that Haiti is out of danger. And the president probably took too much credit for this development.
There are no nuclear missiles pointed at the children of the United States tonight and have not been in our administration for the first time since the dawn of the nuclear age.
Again, Thomas Olmsted.
It is true that there are no nuclear missiles pointed at the United States from Russia.
Don't you think the Bush administration deserves at least some credit for that?
Yes, the process certainly was started in the Bush administration, and I think the Clinton administration can take some credit to having continued a process of lessening tensions with our former Cold War adversary.
And then there were issues in which both Mr. Dole and Mr. Clinton told only half the story, as when the president argued, correctly, that his recent attacks against Iraq had left Saddam Hussein's forces weaker in the south, and Mr. Dole argued, correctly, that Saddam had gained strength in the north. This is Ted Clark in Washington.